We started discussing yesterday a brief overview of some of the halachos related to Shemitah, since this is the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Bahar. We mentioned Yisurei Doraisa of Zoreya and Zomer, planting, pruning, Yisurei Doraisa of Kotzer and Botzer, harvesting or plucking fruit in the normal manner of Ktsira, which is forbidden because it is a form of Horas Bailus, it's a form of demonstrating one's ownership, and we know that during Shemitah year, the mitzvah Doraisa is Vashviyas Tishmetena Unatashta, one has to be Mafgir one's Peros, famous Machlokas Acharonim, whether that happens automatically, Afkata Demalka, whether it's Afkata Degavra, whether one has to actively be Mafgir it, but either way, the Peros Shviyas must be Hefgir, and therefore one is forbidden to be Kotzer and Botzer, Kederach HaKotzrim, Kederach HaBotzrim. We mentioned furthermore, although not a Chi of Malkus, but possibly an Isser Asei Doraisa, Becharish of HaKotzer Tishbos, not to plow during Shemitah year. And then we spoke about halachas relevant to Peros Shviyas. Once again, the fact that Peros Shviyas have to be Hefker, the requirement based on this week's parasha, that when there's no longer any more of a certain fruit available in the field, Kalelev, Hemtcham, and Abayis, you then have to rid yourself of that fruit that you have in your house, known as Beer Peros Shviyas, being Mafker, those Peros that remain in your home, when there's no longer any such Peri outside available in the fields anymore. We spoke also of the V'haysa Shabbat Sa'arz Lachem Le'achla. One is supposed to eat Peros Shviyas, but lo lehefsid, not to ruin or destroy Peros Shviyas, lo l'schora, not to engage in commerce for profit with Peros Shviyas. And finally, we mentioned the Surei D'Rabbanan, such as Svichim, which refers to the prohibition to eat vegetables that started growing and were picked during the Shemitah year, or grains or legumes that grew to a third of their full growth during the Shemitah year. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan, a Gzera Svichim. It's a Gzera that one might come to L'chatchila actually plant those vegetables or grains if one's allowed to eat them. And planting is an Issa D'Raisa. So in order that we don't have people enticed to plant such vegetables or grains, we forbid you from eating even that which grows by itself. If you'd be allowed to eat that which grows by itself, you might be inclined to actually plant and claim, oh, it grew by itself, it's not my fault. So Mamela Chachamim decided there goes an Isser of Svichim, you can't eat even that vegetable or that grain or legume that grows by itself. That's an Isser Drabbanan of Svichim. And finally, we mentioned the Isser Drabbanan of exporting Peros Shviyas to Chutz Laaretz, perhaps out of concern that the Peros might not be treated proper Kedusha Shviyas. That, of course, we'll have to discuss in the context of Esrogim that are exported every year from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, and what to do with the Esrogim that are Peros Shviyas in the Sukkos that follows the Shemitah year. This evening, I wanted to touch upon one of those mentioned halachos, the din of Peros Shviyas, v'haysa Shabbas ha'aretz lachem le'achla, that the Peros Shviyas are to be used for eating. It is an interesting machlokas rishonim, the Ramban in his Hashmatos to the mitzvos asei of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban in Mitzvah Gimel, Mitzvos Sheshachach Osan Harav, Ramban writes that it appears the Rambam omitted to make mention of She'omra Torah Beperos Shviyas V'hoysa Shabbas Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla V'darshu La'achla V'lo L'schora. Ramban makes mention of the fact that the Rambam omitted mention of this halacha La'achla, to eat the Peros of Shviyas V'lo L'schora, not to engage in commerce for profit purposes when it comes to Peros Shviyas. According to the Megillas Esther, it seems he understands that it's a machlokas, Ramban and Rambam, whether there's actually a mitzvah asay of eating Peros Shviyas. According to Ramban, as understood by the Megillas Esther, there's a mitzvah asay to eat Peros Shviyas. Now that wouldn't be relevant, once again, with regard to vegetables, because Chazal were gozer, you cannot eat vegetables that grew by themselves during Shemitah year, Isser of Svichim. It would be relevant, however, to Peros that grow by themselves every year, and there's no Isser Drabbanon of Svichim on Peros of a tree. So fruit that grows by itself in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, According to Megillas Esther's understanding of the Ramban, mitzvahs asei deoraisa to eat such peiros shvius. Dr. Kaczynski quotes from Rav Kook that if this were so, we paskin like the Ramban as understood by the Megillas Esther, if I were to have peiros shvius in my possession, says Rav Kook, I would not be allowed to volunteer to fast. I couldn't fast a voluntary tainus because it's a bitul mitzvahs asei. So long as you have peiros shvius in your possession, how could you fast? A mitzvah asei to start eating. That's Rav Kook's ha'ara. According to this Havana of the Ramban, as proposed by the Megillas Esther. Whereas according to the Rambam, Megillas Esther writes, Rambam holds that no, there's no mitzvahs asay of achilas peros shvius. Rather, it's just an isser of schora that we derive from the formulation of the pasuk, v'hoysa shabbas ha'aretz lachem la'achla, that's meant just to imply an isser of profiteering business with peros shvius. So according to Megillas Esther, Machlok is shown whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas peros shvius or not. Machlok is Ramban and Rambam. Rav Asher Weiss in his kuntras on shvius has an interesting ha'ara. One of the drashas we mentioned yesterday from that pasuk, v'hoysa shabbas ha'aretz lochem le'ochla, the Gemara darshan is not just le'ochla v'lo lehefzid, the Gemara darshan is also the Gemara Darshan is also la'achla below the hefsid. There's an isser of hefsid perishvias. You can't destroy perishvias. You can't send perishvias to waste. Varying lemaisa, potentially, sometimes you buy a bottle of wine and you don't realize it till after you have it in your home. It says on it, Otsa based in Kedusha Shvias. Now, most bottles of wine will state on them when they come from Eretz Yisrael. Ein bochshash orla tevel or shvius, but every so often, if you're not looking before you buy it, or if someone gives it to you and didn't look before giving it to you, you might find on a bottle of wine from Eretz Yisrael kadosh bekdushas shvius. In which case, although you might ordinarily have the minog on a matzei Shabbos when you make havdalah to pour the wine in abundance over the sides of the cup, not so pashut that one can do so with Yain of Shvius. La'achla b'lo hefzid. You have to eat it, drink it, consume it. You can't just waste it. You can't just pour it over the sides of the cup and spill it out in the sink. That's hefzid peros shvius. That's an important halacha to be aware of. Now, Asher Weiss quotes as a machlokas achronim, a shayl achronim. That isser of hefzid peros shvius, does that apply even to pachos mikazayis? How about wine of Havdalah? Come on, how much I pour over the cup anyways? A few little drops here and there. It's not an ashir chashuv b'chlal. There is this din achronim. Is there an isra of hefzid peros shvius when it comes to less than a kazayis? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that perhaps that shaila might be tali on whether there is a mitzvah de'oraisa of achilas peros shvius, like Ramban or like Rambam. If there's a mitzvah sase de'oraisa based on the pasuk of v'hoysa shabbas ha'aretz lachem le'achla, a mitzvah sase de'oraisa of achilas peros shvius. So whenever there's a mitzvah achila in the Torah, what's the shear? The shear is always kezayis, achilas matzah bekezayis. There's always a minimum shear for a mitzvah sase d'oraisa of achila, a shear of kezayis. So if that pasuk, v'haysa shabbas ha'aretz lachem la'achla, is like Megillas Esther says in the Ramban, a mitzvah sase d'oraisa of achilas perishvias, and that same pasuk is also the source for the Chazal drasha of la'achla v'lo lehefzid, that means that which you're mechuyev to eat, meaning a kezayis, you can't be mafzid. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests, so if you hold this mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas peros shvius, means you lechar would also hold that the isser of hefzid peros shvius is dafka on a kezayis. Masha'en ken, if the pasuk is like the Rambam understands it. No, there's no mitzvah sase d'oraisa of achila. The pasuk is just formulated the way it's formulated to teach you the isser of schara, to teach you the isser of hefzid. But the purpose of saying v'hoysa shabbas ha'aretz lachem le'achla, writes Megillas Esther, is just a heter. You have a heter to eat peros shvius. Even though they're kadosh, you have a heter to eat it. That has nothing to do with the shir kezayis. The chiddush is, there's a heter to eat achilas perishvias. It's achilas rishus, it's a heter. So, even less than a kezayis, you have that heter of achilas perishvias. So if that's the pshat, then the drasha of la'achal of lobla hefzid would also imply that there's an isser of hefzid perishvias even on less than a kezayis. So a fascinating ha'ara, that b'shem from Rav Asher Weiss and his kuntras on shvias. Some other halachas just to be aware of. And again, we'll have to discuss broader issues of achilas peros shvius. But assuming you have peros that one's allowed to eat, without getting involved in the questions of was the field properly deemed hefker? Was the field not worked in violation of halacha? Those are shilas of Meshumer and Nevad. But assuming you have Paris Shvias that you're allowed to eat, and the shilin becomes one of just proper guidance with regard to Achilas Peros Shvias that have Kedusha Shvias. We mentioned the Isra of Hefsid, we mentioned the Isra of Schora. There's also an interesting halacha. V'haysa Shabbas Arts Lachem La'achla, the Tosefta says Lachem V'lo La'acherim. Meaning there's an Isra to give Peros Shvias to an Akum, to an Achri. Much like we find by Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tif, that there's a heter to cook for one's own Ochel Nefesh needs on Yom Tif, but there's no heter of cooking for an Achri. Similar drasha here, lachem v'lo lachem. Shabbas arts lachem l'achla v'lo lachem. There's no heter of achilas per shvius. You can't give it to a nachri. So that's also one halacha one has to be aware of, that you can't give per shvius to a nachri. You can't sell to a nachri. You can't give it to a nachri because they might not treat it with the proper kedusha. So one is not allowed to give per shvius that have kedusha shvius to a nachri. It must be consumed by a Yehudi, and again, it can't be ruined, can't be destroyed, Isser of Hefsid, on Paris Shvius. One last fascinating discussion in the Achronim. The halacha with regard to Achilas Paris Shvius is that one has to eat the Paris Shvius the way they are normally eaten. You can't cook that which is, by most people, eaten raw. That's not the derech of Achila of this particular pri. Or vice versa. If it's always eaten cooked, you can't eat it raw. You have to eat it in the derech that is usually eaten. There is also a shaila with regard to squeezing fruit to make fruit juice. Why is that? Because if the juice of a pri does not have the same status as the pri, you might be either considered as being mafsid the pri by transforming it into a juice, if the juice no longer has the status of the pri, or it might be viewed as a achilas lo kedarka, if you squeeze a fruit to make juice, if that's not the normal way that people utilize this fruit. So grapes to grape juice, olives to oil, that's always the derech that the pasuk speaks of. Tirosh v'yitzar, wine and oil is considered the normal way to process and use one's grapes and one's olives. That's not an iser. There's actually a shalom poskim, however, can I make orange juice from my oranges that have peros shvius, kedushas peros shvius? Am I allowed to squeeze my juices, my orange, into juice on with Shemitah fruit? Is that a hefsid of the pri? Or is that a chilash lo kedarka? If the shayla is a chilash lo kedarka, well, nowadays everyone squeezes oranges into juice. That's not anymore shlo kedarka. But if it's a concern of hefsid pri, that the juice is not considered the pri anymore, it might still be usher, b'smanazet, to squeeze oranges into juice. Lemaisa posting with the Chazon Ish was mekel, although if Tukhachinsky was nota lahachmir, Chazanish was makel, provide that some of the pulp remains in the juice. So if you find an abundance of pulpy orange juice available in Eretz Yisrael with Peir Shvius, this might be why. Chazanish was makel only if some pulp remains in the juice. To Kaczynski, it was nota lahachmir altogether with regard to squeezing oranges to make juice from Peir Shvius.